With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Alice Adams loves to travel, so it's not surprising that her collection of short stories, Return Trips, has so many locales. Mexico, Spain, Yugoslavia, Portugal, not to forget North Carolina, where Adams was raised, and San Francisco, where she lives.
One of the things that I enjoy about traveling is having breakfast by myself in coffee shops. One of the reasons I enjoy that is it's about the only time I can think of, since I don't ever spend time in bars, I get to overhear men talking to each other without women around. It's fascinating. You know what they talk about a lot? Health.
Alice Adams had a special treat one day while eavesdropping in a coffee shop in Seattle.
There were two men at the next table. My ear was riveted to their conversation. They were both doctors, and they both just had plastic surgery on their faces. And they were going on about it. They were both rather, you know, okay-looking guys, probably in their mid-40s, but on and on and on about their plastic surgery. So interesting.
You can bet that conversation will end up in one of Adams' stories because she takes notes wherever she goes. Alice Adams has been a writer for many years, but it wasn't until 1984 that she scored a hit with her novel, Superior Women. It's the story of five Radcliffe graduates and how their lives intertwine over 40 years. Fawcett has published the paperback version of Superior Women and has given it a cover that, frankly, looks like an ad for a television miniseries. Alice Adams doesn't object.
It doesn't seem to me that that's necessarily bad. I mean, if someone buys it thinking, you know, that it's easy trash, what I hope is that they will then like it for what it is, a serious novel.
Alice Adams of San Francisco. Knopf has published her short story collection, Return Trips, and her novel, Superior Women, is now a paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.